Third, the Lord showed me that he had stretched out his hand the second time to recover the remnant of his people, and that efforts must be redoubled in this gathering time. In the gathering, when God has set his hand together his people, efforts to spread the truth will have their designed effect. All should be united and zealous in the work. Sister White here is emphasizing unity in the final gathering, and she's quoting when the Lord sets forth his hand together once again, and she's quoting from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 10 through 16, speaks of this time period when the Lord stretches out his hands. In that day, verse 10 of chapter 11 of Isaiah, in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. And the envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim, but they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines towards the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dryshod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like it was, as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. Isaiah 11, 10 through 16. Now, Isaiah here is speaking about the final gathering time period, the final battle, the same time period that Gideon's battle is illustrating, and part of Gideon's story is drawn into Isaiah's testimony to confirm this. One of the things that takes place at this time is that the Lord's going to lift up an ensign, and this ensign, when you look at it closely, is a couple of things. It's the Sabbath, and it's God's people. And God's people, of course, are at this time period going to be directly connected, associated with the Sabbath, because this is the sign that the Lord thy God is the one that sanctifies them. So this ensign is both his people and the Sabbath question that the world is going to be confronted with. But it says during this time period, the envy of Ephraim is going to depart. And what's being discussed here, what's being spiritually